The Denali Oncology Group's annual conference is the largest gathering of oncologists in the state of Alaska, and this year it was held in Nome with about 30 physicians in attendance on Friday and Saturday to discuss advances in research and treatment of breast cancer.
But of course, the big issue with fulvestrant is that the dose and schedule that was used in the initial trials is not what we use now, and we now know that the higher dose schedule with a loading dose appears to be more effective.
That's Dr. Ruth O'Regan, medical oncologist from Emory University. She's presenting a lecture on hormone refractory metastatic disease. O'Regan was one of four world-class oncologists invited to speak at the conference, which focuses on a different type of cancer each year. Dr. John Zimmerman from Midnight Sun Oncology, who helped organize and host the event, says that nationwide, 80% of cancer patients are treated within the community setting, which means they go to oncology offices rather than large academic and research centers. In the state of Alaska, most oncology offices are in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. Zimmerman says the oncologists there treat cancer patients from across the state.
These kind of meetings facilitate, those clinics staying on the cutting edge of treatment and, you know, understanding what's going on in the large academic centers.
DOG Education Coordinator Sarah Lovell says that knowledge shared during the conference allows physicians to, quote, treat Alaskans in Alaska by collaborating with experts in the field to update their practice. DOG holds the conference in a different part of the state each year, usually a rural area, so physicians can be distanced from their practices and focus on the education at hand. It also gives them an opportunity to see the communities where their patients may be coming from. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women, and Zimmerman says the unique challenge to treatment in Alaska is access to facilities. Often, oncologists are presented with later-stage cancer because people in rural areas aren't seeing doctors as frequently, and once someone is diagnosed, treatment requires travel.
Access to oncology is still challenging in Alaska. You know, it's available in the Valley, it's available in Anchorage, but, you know, it's certainly not available in Nome. And in the Southeast, where you can't drive and you have to fly into to Juneau or fly somewhere, that certainly is challenging. You know, if you need chemotherapy every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, that can be difficult.
Zimmerman says the full spectrum of treatment options for breast cancer are available in Alaska. This was DOG's 31st annual conference, and next year they plan to hold the event in Denali National Park.